original release on the Dawn label in 1966. Before that, Orchestra of Heine Bo did Chico's theme, and that came out in 1959 on Signet. And you know what? I made a mistake. Curtis Knight opened up that set, so I gotta eliminate that. Let's see, I put one extra song. There we go, so get that. Yeah, delete that one. There we go. Anyway, it's 8 o'clock. Danny and Patty are in the house. They're going to be entertaining you for the next 2 hours, whether you like it or not. My name is Alex. As always, a pleasure is mine. Take care.
officially step inside the lounge on your freeform station. WMF.
Oh, you know what that means. Another Thursday night here on 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston. It is the lounge. Yours truly, Danny, is reporting for duty. And straight across my left eyeball, I got Patty hanging in. Oh.
What are you doing, Danny?
What are you doing, honey?
What are you doing? How's your belly?
My belly is great. Yeah. Just great. I got Stephanie.
I'll wait. That's okay.
You will, because the last is the best to wait. Stephanie is reporting for duty as well. How are you?
I'm wonderful. A little late coming in here, but...
Everyone have a great
time. I got in front of a guy who rode his brake.
Oh, I hate when it happens.
3 miles. He's going to need a brake job. Go see Meineke.
How was everyone's Memorial Day? Patty, you had an eventful Memorial Day, Labor Day weekend, right? You went to Target?
I got my mother out. Well, yeah, that's when I came back.
Oh, my goodness.
I had to run to Target and get, like, the last minute, you know.
Target.
There was a kid screaming on the top of his lungs. My uterus literally jumped out onto oncoming traffic onto McClellan Highway in East Boston. Well, it's on the reverse side, but
it's on the reverse side. Uneventful for me. I actually did a lot of binge watching this weekend. American Horror Show. Love the series. Love it. Just finishing up season 2. Oh my goodness. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. It is totally a creepy show. Tonight, we are going to have some feel-good music. We have Stephanie's Vault after 9 o'clock. And we have Patty's What's Happening report coming up.
Linda
as well.
And Tony are going out this weekend to giggles.
I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah.
We welcome your calls, 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-WMFO-9636. Your local, 781-350. 3264, this is the lounge, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Ah!
91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. This is The Lounge. What a great block there, Tavares. Don't Take Away the Music. Donna Summer in there, State of Independence. Oh, one of my favorites. And Earth, Wind, and Fire, September. Hey, that's going out to you, Rosea Matarazzo. She posted on Facebook, listening in. We appreciate it. And had to give a shout out. I love saying her name, Roseanne Matarazzo.
I know, and I think she missed her name last week.
That's right.
I have to say it a couple of times this evening to make up for it.
Alex is on his way. Oh, thank you.
Yay,
the Desperate
Alex.
Hours.
Good night, Alex.
Every Thursday night before our show, 6 to 8. Norton! That was not on Norton.
That's my radio husband.
It is. It is. What a great block that was, indeed.
I won't tell you
what we did
before you come up the stairs, then. We bumped bellies.
Oh my God.
Hands off my Alex.
Sorry.
Hands off of it.
I could not resist.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, we came with another girl. I don't know.
What's that?
Oh.
What's that?
Oh,
all right, I'll keep it quiet.
Oh, okay.
No,
that's supposed
to disregard that.
I'm sorry.
So Alex is
that didn't happen. I don't know who I bumped bellies
Alex
with.
Alex is on his way out.
As a matter of fact,
and he's saying that's
I don't
a little
know.
Secret.
I don't know
I mean,
who
Alex,
was.
Alex, that's two marks against you now.
I'm sorry. I know a good divorce
Although
attorney.
He came down. he did come down three flights of stairs to
twice.
Get me.
Twice.
Twice.
Twice?
Yeah, if I get married again, I think I'm going to keep up with Elizabeth Taylor.
Uh-oh. See, I don't know. I gave six rings back, so...
Only six?
I heard it's 20% at Amazing Video on Tuesday nights instead of 10% back in the day, so I think I'm going to stay single.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
The Bajetti.
Oh!
Do you remember that?
I stayed married to my daddy, so...
Oh, see?
We welcome the calls. The telephone number is 855-915-WMFO. This is The Lounge here. It's 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
my prescription is more cowbell.
91.5 WMFO Medford. It's streaming worldwide at WMFO.org.
WMFO Medford, Boston, Mick Jackson, Weekend, and Narada, Divine Emotions, and also heard from Gloria Gaynor. Awesome,
yeah, that's
awesome.
A great one by her, one of the queens of disco.
One of the queens, and there's one queen running the board, and that is me tonight.
You said it.
855-915-WMFO. Do you hear that? There are fireworks going outside of the studio here in Medford.
It's because I'm here.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear that. See, we don't need background music. We just have the fireworks. The class of 2020 is on campus here.
Uh-oh. What was that?
Hang on. This is 91. This is live radio. See, I love this. 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Attention men, under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes let's grab dinner and a movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you've practiced how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, good evening, officer. A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed even though the law calls it drunk? You could kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, I'm a catch, more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
91.5 WMFO Medford, your home to your freeform station. And the lounge every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Right here on 91.5 WMFO Medford and WMFO.org.
step inside Stephanie's vault every Thursday night here on The Lounge. 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
WMFO Medford, Boston. It is The Lounge. Paul McCartney and Wings. That was going out by request. Liz in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Girl, thank you so much for checking in. New York City right there. I'm doing fine now. And ecstasy, passion, and pain.
Yeah, the powerhouse lead of that group was none other than Miss Barbara Roy. And what a powerhouse voice she has.
Oh, indeed. Powerhouse voices are checking in. We got shout-outs. Yeah. Who's checking in, Steph?
All right. I got to give a big, warm shout-out to Mr. Blue Eyes, Rick Reyes. He's checking us out all the way from Philadelphia. Now, this guy gets up at 3 a.m. So he's really doing a big deal to hang out with us, showing us a lot of support. I think he took a nap, so I hope he's rested. And shout-outs to him. Candy Apple, Candice Baptista, and her husband, Nenny. They're checking in from Chelsea. Danny Baptista Jr. Hey. Also checking in from Chelsea. Kim Garofalo is in the North End. Amy Stavish, Licciardello. She's checking us out. Tanya Garino.
Tanya, hey.
Mm-hmm, you know Tanya. Louise Amadeo Drake is checking us out from East Boston. All the way from Ohio, we have Paulo Angulo Shaw. So back in the day in the clubs to get her attention, I would go, Paula Angulo.
That also rhymes with something, but I'm not going to say it on the radio.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was trying to just let them get the gist of it, Danny. Thank you for your help. Nice try, but I work alone. Sandra Robeson, she's checking us out in Revere. Marjorie Sazana is also in the North End. My green eyes, Bobby Fobert, is checking in. He's calling from Peabody. And oh Lord, there are so many. Jackie Jean Granara is calling from Malden, so gotta say hello to her. She gives me and the lounge so much support, so we gotta say, you know, big hellos to her. And
Otis and the NYC, you got Maddie, hey, and Otis. Julianne in Waltham, they're listening on their iPhone. Hey guys, next week American Horror Show, I'm going to be there. Frankie in Bergamo.
Yay!
Frankie!
And Frankie Feliciano, did I get that correct?
Frankie Ferracano.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel. He's back.
Chase, my brother from another mother. What's up, Chase?
Chase is back from the island. He spends his summers down. Oh, I feel so bad for him down in Nantucket the whole summer. But he's been doing the Time Tunnel on and off throughout the summer. He's back in action tomorrow night, 10 to midnight here. And he got the Giddy Up. Let's get nuts with your own Pauly B that's on our Fridays 2 to 4 here. And who do you got, Miss Pata?
Well, I have Melissa and Chris. They're out in Natick. They're getting married this Sunday.
Hey, yeah, congratulations.
Patricia Gannon, my niece from Connecticut. Tanya Rizzo, my hairdresser from Revere.
Rizzo?
I love her. She does my hair. Why you don't like my hair?
It's fabulous. It's just, okay, I just thought the last name, Rizzo.
We can have people downstairs
waiting for
you.
The higher the
year,
the closer to God.
Yes, yes. And Elwood Francis, he's on the road right now. He's actually, he'll be here in Massachusetts this Saturday night. ZZ Top.
Oh,
Indian
that's going to be a good one.
Webster.
Made that song about me, Patty. She got legs.
She knows how to use.
This is turning into a karaoke night, huh? We got the local report of what's happening after 9 o'clock. But most importantly, right at 9 o'clock, you have Stephanie's Vault.
Open it up, that vault.
We're gonna open it up nice and wide for you, and we're opening up the studio lines.
Nice and wide.
Yes. Say what? 855-915-WMFO.
My mind goes right to the gutter. To the gutter,
stop
I
it.
Tell you.
It's 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
find your love.
Love, where we reach.